Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Girl Recovering Podcast. I'm so glad you are joining me today. My name is Kelly, and I am so happy you're here. So it's been a little bit of time since I filmed my last podcast, which I feel like I say every time I upload a video, but life is busy, and she comes and she goes and she flows, so we've been dealing with it as she comes, but things have been good, things have been busy, lots of changes in my life, as it seems like there always are when I film a podcast episode, but as life and time has been going on, I've really been focusing on building my confidence more and feeling more secure in myself. This has been a common trend in my life, especially now growing into adulthood. It's something that feels very mature to do, and confidence is not something that comes overnight. It's something that takes years to get a hang of, and it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do either. So I wanted to film a podcast episode today all about feeling more secure in yourself and feeling more comfortable in your own skin and confident about the person that you are. I would say my journey with this really started back when I was in high school. I had really big confidence issues, especially with my body, but I'm not even going to touch that one today, to be honest. So if you were looking for that, probably won't be in this episode, but I'm going to be speaking more general about how I found myself and how I started feeling more secure in myself. And it wasn't so much of a changing my mindset about the way I look type of thing. It was more changing my mindset about the people around me and managing expectations and also managing the fear of what other people would think of me, because that was what has been, still is a little bit, holds me back, is the fear of what will people think, what will people say, what are people thinking about me that I don't even know. There's so many of those racing thoughts that can happen, and it's been something that has honestly taken over my life for quite some time, and like I said, started back in high school and still is continuing. But now that I am a working lady, I find that confidence is so much more important now, because being secure in yourself and feeling confident and feeling like you are who you are, it gives you so much power when you go to work. And despite that, it also gives you power in the relationships you build outside of work, in work, it doesn't matter. It really puts the power back in your hand, because at the end of the day, it has to do a lot with control. And when we don't have control of how people think of us, it causes us to lack some confidence and not feel super secure in ourselves, which makes us be insecure. But at the end of the day, you are who you're dealing with the most. It's not other people. And it is something that I focus on a lot, is not being worried about what people think about me. But it isn't that easy. It is absolutely not that easy. And I strongly envy the people who could just do that, because I am certainly not one of those people. But I'm going to share some of the tips that I've personally used that have helped me throughout the process, and maybe will help you too. All right, so the first one would be to adopt the so what mentality. This one has helped me so much focus on yes, feeling more secure in myself, but also focusing my energy onto what matters. I'll give you an example. Oh, so what, this person thinks that you're acting silly, or this person thinks that you're not super attractive. Who cares? So what? What is the big deal at the end of the day if one person does not find you attractive? It's not going to stick with them. They're not going to remember, and it's not really going to affect your life now, is it? And I try to tell myself that a lot, because when I'm in public and I'm sitting on the subway and if someone stares at me for too long, I start to second guess myself. Oh shoot, is my hair not right? Is something wrong with my outfit? Did I miss something? What's happening? So I'm constantly not feeling secure in myself and I get really shy. So what? What really does that matter? You left the house this morning feeling good in yourself, I'm sure. And you left the house saying, yep, this is the look today. This is what I'm going out in the world wearing. So there you go. You felt secure in yourself leaving your house, apartment, whatever it may be. So what does it matter if someone else wants to ruin your vibe? It doesn't affect you unless you want it to affect you. And at the end of the day, who really cares? If someone doesn't like the way you look or doesn't like the way you talk or doesn't like the way you do something. You can't please them all. So what? Unless it's really earth-shattering, which I'm sure it probably isn't, it really doesn't matter. And that really helped me to feel more secure in myself, because sometimes you just need to call yourself out on some stuff. And I really got used to that, especially in the past year, because I've been noticing some stuff happening in my brain and just saying, what the actual heck is going on up there? Why are we thinking like that? It's so silly. And when you kind of bring yourself back down to reality and realize how ridiculous your thoughts are sometimes, it actually makes you feel more secure in yourself and more confident. Because the most confident people I know are not afraid to be silly in public, or are not afraid to be ambitiously themselves and unapologetically themselves as well. Because they just know, what does it really matter? I'm going to live life the way that I want to, because I want to be happy and I'm the only person that can make myself happy. So no one else is going to bring me down, because this is how I want to live my life, because it is your life. And so what if someone wants to give you a side eye? Who cares? It's your life. Live it the way that you want. And that really helped change my mindset, especially, and also brought me back down to earth sometimes. And I know you might hear that and think that's kind of rude just to humble myself like that. Validate your feelings, of course, but sometimes you do need to humble yourself. Let's all be honest. Second is, if someone doesn't like you, that's really none of your business. You know, if they don't like you, if they're looking at you and thinking, I don't like that person, as long as they're not bothering you, it's none of your business. And I say that because you cannot control the thoughts someone else has about you. You cannot control everyone's perception about you. Have you ever looked at someone and have thought to yourself, that person annoys me, but I don't even know why? It's probably because of something internally. But, and I know that sounds bad, but you know every single person has had that thought at one point or another. It's nothing about the other person. It's just something about them probably reminds you of another person that kind of ticks you off, whatever. The way that you're thinking about that person, you probably never tell them. And keep it to yourself, because it's rude, right? That's what we all do. So if someone doesn't like you, it's none of your business. Don't worry about it. That's their own prerogative. You got to focus on what you can control, which is how you feel about yourself, not how someone else feels about you, because it is completely out of your control past a certain point. So focus on the things that you can control and not the things you can't control. So things like being a nice person, being courteous, being kind to the people around you, right? Someone could choose not to like you and you don't even know why, and that's okay. They're going to live with that. You just focus on being proud of the person you are, because that's the most you can do and that's within your control. Everything else outside your control, let it go. It's a hard thing to do, but you just have to let it go, because once you let go of all those external worries that you cannot control, similar to the last point, you start to feel more free and you start to feel more secure in yourself. Next, people's decisions towards you often have little to do with you. What I mean by this is, in their day-to-day lives, people have so much going on. So much going on. And a lot of the times, people project. It's such a human thing to do, is to project their feelings onto another person. And usually, it's negative feelings that they project as well. Thinking even at work, I remind myself so many times a day that if someone's stressed and they're acting a little bit rude, it's because they're stressed. It's not about me. I didn't do anything. They're just in a mood. And it sucks, but it's something that we deal with as humans all the time. Have you ever been in a bad mood and been rude or judged someone by accident? You didn't mean to. You were just in a crappy mood. It happens to us all. So people's decisions and feelings towards you, like I said, often have very little to do with you. It's a reflection of them. Think of bullies, for example. When bullies are mean, it's usually because they're hurting on the inside. Similar thing. If someone's mean to you, or someone says something mean to you, or is rude to you, whatever, it's probably because they're having a bad day, and they have a lot going on in their personal life, and they feel dark on the inside, and there's something wrong happening. It usually means that person is hurting. It usually doesn't mean that you did anything wrong. So keep that in your mind too, because that really helps with confidence and feeling more secure, because you're reminding yourself, okay, that wasn't about me. They're deflecting. Let's bring myself back down and not let those insults hurt me. And finally, what I like to remind myself of constantly is, at the end of the day, you spend the most time with yourself, so you are the person that you want to like you the most. Complicated sentence, I know, but the person who is spending the most time with you is you. So really, you want to be the one that likes you. Doesn't really matter if anyone else likes you. They only get you for small parts of your day. You want to make sure you like you. And that's how confidence and security all builds, is when you are proud of yourself and you're happy with you. Who cares what everyone else has to think? That's where security comes from. And even if you say, okay, there's parts of my life or parts of my personality that could be worked on, work on them. That's what self-care is all about. Appreciate where you are, love yourself where you are now, and work on the parts that you want to work on. Not saying any part of you needs to be fixed, but that's your own prerogative. Make sure that you are happy with yourself and you enjoy your own company. And this isn't a default either. I think a lot of people assume that we like being around ourselves. Some people struggle with that, and that's okay. People go through transitions. I have days where my brain pisses me off, but it's something to work on for myself. It's not something I'm going to fix for other people. I want to feel more secure in myself for me, and so that I enjoy being around myself more. I hope you see the trend in this episode. So with all of those things, I've really been able to adjust my mindset to feeling more secure in myself, feeling more confident in myself. And when I go out in public, I feel more comfortable knowing I am who I am. I am going to act however I want that makes me happy. I'm not going to let it affect other people, and I'm not going to let other people affect me in that way. So that's my little two cents. That's my little PSA. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. I hope you enjoyed. And if you have any questions, comments, anything like that, feel free to message me on TikTok or Instagram at TheGirlRecovering. And with that, I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and take care. Bye for now.